Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
I woke myself up screaming my friend Jen's name.
What?
I had a dream that I had left her alone at my house and then came home. And then my house was in the process of being robbed and she was asleep. And so I was trying to wake her up to be like, can you help me get the robber? So I woke up screaming her name. Oh, but I don't think I've ever done that. Like, I'm not a sleep talker or anything like that, that I know of.
It is so, well, are we recording?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It is so ick-worthy, like self-ick-worthy.
Horrible.
When you wake yourself up because you're talking, how humiliating. What? Who are you talking to?
I shriveled inside.
Oh, wait, I have to pop my, there's a part of my, I have to crack my back in such a way that I can't even figure out which part needs to be cracked, but it won't crack.
Yeah, I just wish there was like a Play-Doh machine that would, we could go in.
I wish that we could all have peace. I wish little things like my back hurting wasn't a thing for me, and I also wish it for you, and I wish whatever ailments ailing anyone, I wish they would go away. Call me crazy. I'm a simple man. I just wish everyone was healthy and felt good.
Thanks. I wish you would take like Advil or something.
No, my back needs to be removed from my body totally, completely.
Well, have you tried like taking a, what? Not painkiller. What are they called?
Like
what's
a
like
muscle
an Advil
relaxer?
Or Tylenol called? It's not a painkiller.
Acetaminophen?
No, I'm not talking about the technical term. I'm talking about like, you wouldn't be like, oh, Advil's a painkiller.
I think Advil's a painkiller.
There's no, that's like oxycodone.
That's like
pain relief. Try taking some pain relief medication.
Some pain, so it's pain relief, but it's not a painkiller.
Yeah, painkillers are more a lot more intense.
Advil is not a killer, but don't push him or her or them. I don't want to gender Advil. You know, that would be not appropriate. But Advil is a man. Tylenol is a woman.
Oh my God. I see them as both men.
Advil and Tylenol both being men?
Yeah. Motrin's a woman.
Wow, Brooke.
What?
I expected this from me, but I expected more from you. Wow.
I know. It's not good. That is like sexism, I think, because those are two, like in my eyes, those are the two strongest, and I'm associating with them with men, and that's my internalized misogyny. And I hate Motrin. I've been open about that. So that's really fucked up.
You do hate Motrin, yeah. Because you're misogynist.
Yeah, I am. I'm not, I completely acknowledge that I have internalized misogyny that I need to work out. And we're seeing that very clearly right now.
I think we all do. Would you rather have sex with Advil if he was a man or Tylenol if he was a man?
I've told you a million times that I'm more attracted to Advil.
You so are such an Advil.
I'm an Advil girl, which is like I need to be careful.
You really do, because Advil will cheat on you.
It's also not good for your stomach.
It's not good for your stomach.
Yeah.
Advil is kind of like that type of guy that would love bomb you and then love bomb someone else the next day.
It's interesting because we have like a supplement for like so many things. Like instead of people are like, oh, here, instead of taking your Lexapro, take ashwagandha or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not endorsing that, but that's just like what people say. Like, why is there not a supplement for pain relief? Maybe there is, but like, what's the ashwagandha of the ibuprofen community?
My mom always says turmeric and ginger, because ginger is anti-inflammatory and turmeric.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nice. I think you're right.
I think I'm on to something. I can't remember what turmeric does. It's good for you.
I'm sure.
And that's one
but
of those.
Ginger is also good for nausea.
Ginger's kind of a heal-all.
I like will gorge on sushi ginger and convince myself that I'm like really taking care of myself for the week.
The pickled ginger? No, yeah. Brooke, me too. Yeah. I'm like, let me get one more dish of that.
Yeah.
Another dish of ginger for your mercury poisoning?
That's the one thing you and I can both agree on, is that like we need heaps of ginger.
Yeah. Usually it's just me and someone else at the table takes my wasabi too.
I've started recently getting into like a little dollop of wasabi.
No.
Because listen to this. At Sushi Fumi, they put the smallest little piece like under the sashimi. It's on the rice. So it's like in between the fish and the rice. The smallest bit, you would never know unless you're dissecting. And it adds, and you've had it so many times, you've never noticed. It adds, it's such a small bit, Connor, but it really packs that special punch that makes Sushi Fumi what it is.
I don't know about all that.
I'm telling you, you've eaten it and loved it.
I don't like that they snuck it in on my roll.
That's the only, it's like a baby, like blending their vegetables into their milkshake. Sometimes you need to be deceived.
No, I agree. I am all for deception, by the way.
I know you are.
But there's some things where I'm like, I already like the taste. Like, no need to force this on me without my consent. I didn't consent to the wasabi.
It does make it better. It's crazy.
I didn't consent to the wasabi. Yes, I ordered it. And yes, it's on the list of ingredients on the thing that I ordered. But I didn't consent to that. You need to be more... It needs to be in bold.
Next time you come to Los Angeles, we'll have to go back now that you know.
I do love jalapeno on my sush magoosh.
I don't like jalapenos. That's too spicy.
But wasabi's fine.
Wasabi is fine. Cannot do jalapenos.
Wasabi is so hot. Like, I feel like I'm going to get like a UTI every time I have a little bit of wasabi on accident.
I see. I feel that way about a jalapeno. Wait, speaking of mercury poisoning.
Yes.
Let me tell you about my new hyperfixation food.
Hit me.
Which you won't be able to access. One, because you don't like it. And two, because it's Erewhon specific. But at Erewhon, they have these triangle sushi sandwiches, sushi triangles. Okay. And they come in spicy tuna. Okay, are you following me? Seaweed on the outside, rice, spicy tuna in a triangle. Okay? And I was getting the spicy tuna one. There's spicy tuna and cooked tuna.
Okay.
So I was like, obviously I'm going to get the spicy tuna one, because like, who doesn't love spicy tuna? And it was just fine.
Cooked tuna.
It was just fine. Yeah, but spicy tuna is always the more exciting option.
Yeah, I
know. But then I was like, let me try the cooked tuna one. And I didn't even know what they meant by that. But it is literally like, tuna, like a tuna fish sandwich, but sushi. It is, I'm not kidding, the best. I've had like 16 in the past week.
How is it sushi if it's cooked? There, I said it.
I guess it's not sushi.
Okay.
But so it is, because it's got the rice and the seaweed.
Right.
It's sushi in nurture, but not nature. Thanks.
Oh, I see.
It
I don't
is
like that.
So
I don't,
good.
I wouldn't like that.
It's so good. And I don't think if you don't like tuna fish, then you won't like it. but it is truly, if you guys have access to an Erewhon, I'm never saying it right. Erewhon.
You Erewhon. Did.
It's all, I always get tripped up on it. So thank you. but it's so good.
So like the only, honestly, I have put some respect on Erewhon's name because
Erewhon.
They are the only, what would you call them? It's like hardly a chain. It's like a lazy chain. It's like a bracelet.
Venue?
Yeah. They're like the only grocery venue that like really is like, no, we're not leaving. We're not expanding. We're going to actually price gouge everyone exactly where we are to make our money. But we're not going to New York. And we're not going to Austin.
Have they been adamant about that? Or do you think it's something that could possibly be in the works?
Obviously, we've been careful recently about like not shit talking certain things so that we can maybe work with them or like get invited to stuff. I've heard bad things about like gnarly things about the people that operate Erewhon mm-hmm. from like a top level.
Okay.
And they are tight asses. Their asses are tight.
Okay.
And I think that they are kind of, I don't think they've even had the, they've probably had the conversation actually being like, what about New York? What about Austin? What about Chicago? And I bet they've been like, no.
I mean, they would make so much money, so it's interesting.
I seriously feel like I think there would be something to be said about tourism to Los Angeles for Erewhon. Like, I wonder what that is. You know what I mean?
Like, you're saying the Los Angeles, like, economy booms because of the Erewhon tourism industry?
I do wonder
if like the governor is like, you can't expand.
The governor. That honestly is probably one of the governor's priorities right now. But the lack of expansion of Erewhon. But I don't know. But I feel like when I go to Erewhon, the one next to my old house, it was always tourists. The whole store. Like, it was almost impossible to move around. It was like, they're taking pictures and they're ordering the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say it's mostly like the line for the smoothies.
Yeah. I've had one smoothie at Erewhon ever.
I don't think I've ever had one. I didn't really start liking Erewhon until I got into my tuna triangles.
And listen,
that cookie.
Oh, Brooke.
I can't stop getting that cookie.
Oh, I know. I know the cookie.
If you know the cookie, you know the cookie.
Oh, yo, there's this cookie. It's called the double chocolate chunk.
I think it's Mad Chip.
Mad Chip, so sorry, it's not called Double Chocolate Chunk at all. I don't know why I lied, for no reason.
I mean, I think you were just describing the cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie.
Word for word, I said, that was such an Advil move of me to say that it was called the Double Chocolate Chunk when it's not at all. It's called the Mad Chip, you're right.
Fine.
And that was such a Motrin move. Motrin mommy and Advil asshole over here making up words. And by the way, I am absolutely on my knees just bowing down to a chocolate chip cookie. Like, that is my kryptonite. It's my Achilles heel. That is my Mad Chip cookie. And this cookie,
it's the best cookie I've ever had.
It leaves me speechless. I have nothing really? To say. Like, I don't know why?
I think I've been able to figure it out. Me thinking I've like completely cracked like the nuclear codes, but I think it's because it's made with brown sugar.
Us talking about a cookie like, for 5 minutes. No, you're right. You're right. It is.
There's
the
like some sort of like zhuzh ne sais quoi to it. There's a zhuzh ne sais quoi that is.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
I mean, anyway, if you're in LA, go to Erewhon and get the tuna triangle cooked and the mad chip cookie. Forget about the smoothies.
Right. Forget about the smoothies. Genuinely forget about the smoothies. Go to Cold Stone Creamery and get a shake. It's the same exact thing. They're going to trick you and they're going to be like, it's healthy. It's not healthy.
I do wonder in terms of mercury poisoning, because I have had a tuna triangle every day for the past 3 to 4 weeks. It's not a lot of tuna in there. So maybe it's completely fine, because it's like you can have tuna. You can have tuna a few times a week. So maybe this is like having tuna a few times a week, even though I'm having it every day because it's a small amount.
Everything in moderation. Also, who said mercury was bad for you?
I think science.
Okay. Well, science continues to be something that I believe in my household. However, there's an exception to every rule. And maybe we see down the line that mercury maybe isn't so bad. Maybe we have a lot of things in common with mercury, maybe more than we originally had thought.
I am like always so curious about mercury poisoning. But Izzy had it.
Izzy, you had mercury poisoning?
Yeah, in high school, I used to eat sushi like every day. And we had
got mercury poisoning from sushi? We've been joking about that for about 3.5 years.
She told us that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My memory is about one day. But wow, Izzy. Yeah. What happens when you get mercury poisoning?
I just threw up a lot and like was shitting my pants, but
okay.
I'm sure it gets
I wouldn't
worse.
Be able to tell if I had mercury poisoning.
That's why I didn't think I thought it was food poisoning.
Just a day in the life.
How long did it last?
I think it was like 3 days I stayed home from school.
Okay. Is there any long-term health effects of mercury poisoning?
Maybe a weak pelvis? I don't know.
A weak pelvis?
Yeah. Maybe that's what led to her. Mm-hmm. Her broken feet.
Oh, geez, Izzy. The last thing you need is a weak pelvis. Like,
I know.
So
but I always thought of mercury poisoning as something that would like last. I don't know. I obviously don't know.
Yeah,
and
I thought
I want to be clear about that.
Also, I don't know, and I'm guessing. Also, double chocolate chunk vibes here, like me just making stuff up. But I thought it was like chronic illness, like you can't move and you turn like green.
Well, that's what confuses me about so many things now, because like Lyme disease, there are some people that are like, oh yeah, I had Lyme disease when I was little. And then there are some people that are like, I have Lyme disease like chronically. So I'm like, which, I don't get it.
I
look it up, it's, I think it's like actually like people disagree on it. So
I have seen that. That's
I can't take a stance right now due to lack of info.
I can't
but
take a stance.
Maybe it's
because,
one of those things.
Yeah. I can't take a stance because I'm scared of the one really tough young woman with Lyme's disease that's going to show up at my house. Like,
yeah,
I just
imagine
know,
how I feel.
Yeah.
But
there is one beefcake out there with Lyme's disease that's going to take this very personally that we don't know. But we will educate ourselves shortly.
Yeah, I'll go on a Wikipedia spiral when I get home. I can promise you that.
Of course. And we encourage everyone to look up Lyme's disease today.
We know we will.
I just know about ticks. Like, that's all I heard. We didn't have ticks in Texas at all. So I didn't have any interactions with those young ticks. And
the deer ticks too, Connor.
And the deer ticks. And the deer ticks.
I had so many ticks always. See,
the most creepy thing in the world to me, I think because we didn't experience it, is that like a bug buries its head into your leg and like drinks your blood. Like,
no, Connor, I will never. Ooh, it's like chills. I was a lice check for my preschoolers.
I'm going to barf this.
Yeah, you will. And this one sweet angel, she did not have lice. But when I tell you.
No.
The tick must have been there for months.
No.
It had. I don't know how she had any blood left. It was the size of her head. I don't know how we didn't see it before. It was like I was completely gagged out. And we can't do anything. You have to like call her parents to take. It was like, oh my God, it was truly like that. They are real life vampires.
They're just like such little fatties. Like, I can't believe that they bury their heads in and just suck away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nasty. Again, we did not have ticks. We had chiggers.
A what?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like insane. They were called... I want to double check that that's what they're called before we continue. Now that I said it...
What's a berry? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a berry bug. I mean, when I typed in chiggers, that's what comes up as a berry bug. They're so tiny.
Give me chills.
And they bite you. They're like same thing as ticks, but they're like mini. And they bite you and they do the same thing, but they don't like grow in size. They don't look like, you know, a growth on your body. But they're invisible to the naked eye. And you just feel them and there's an itchy bump. And then you have to paint over them with clear nail polish.
There's no way.
And that's how they suffocate.
Who found that out?
That's a good question. And like, now, like, there's things that I remember in my brain that I definitely did that I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You painted clear nail polish all over your body? Because you had chiggers? Like, it all sounds made up.
It does sound like a novel, like a fantasy. That's like Harry Potter, truly. Like Polyjuice Potion.
It's my life. It's my life. Don't you forget. It's my life. It never ends. Well, enough about chiggers. How was your weekend?
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Welcome, by the way, back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Good. I'm like having a really weird like concept of time right now. Cause like I was just in New York. Right now is Wednesday. I was in New York as you live there on Wednesday through Friday, but I feel like that was 16 weeks ago.
No, I couldn't sleep last night, to be fair, because I kept waking up being like, did I skip last week's episode? Because it was so long ago.
Something feels off. We did last week's episode one day early, and I don't know why. I feel like I have not been here for months, but also I was in New York months ago. I don't know. I feel like I've lived 15 lives. But also nothing's happened. But New York was very fun.
You'd love it here. You're crazy.
I'm like getting nervous.
I know. I see it in your
eyes.
It's
not that I love it.
I think
it's that I do. Like, there are so many things in New York that I'm like, I wish I was here for this all the time. Like to be like close to Broadway. And there are so many opportunities that I like could have had if I lived in New York, like with people that I love on Broadway and stuff like that. So that's, but like, is that a reason to move across the country? You know,
I mean,
but also the publishing community is there.
The book community is here.
My family.
You'd be very close to your family.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm feeling, I don't know. But I just love my apartment here.
I know.
And my friends.
I know, man.
I don't know, man.
Man, I do know. And get it. I totally get it.
It's nice to be able to walk over there, but not in that climate.
It is hot today.
What do you mean by hot?
Let me check. Okay, it's 60.
Oh, okay.
So
that's nice.
I feel hot. I went out in a jacket, which by the way, you'll notice right now that I'm in a hotel.
Oh yeah. Tell us about that.
Don't have Wi-Fi in my new APT. Okay.
But you're in your new apartment.
I moved in. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you love?
Brooke, it is so perfect.
Connor.
It is so perfect, you guys.
You deserve a place that you like.
I was speechless. I was without words. I don't know. Like, I have no furniture.
You don't need it.
Like I got an air mattress and I got sheets and towels and soap and stuff yesterday. But when it's furnished, oh my, I'm not going to leave. Like, I don't even want to go on vacation. I literally want to just like sit.
That's how I feel about my apartment.
I get it. Finally.
Yeah.
I got it in my last place. Like I did enjoy my last apartment. Looking back, hindsight's 50-50. Never would have known that living there. Gosh darn. This one. I know it. And if there's a furniture.
Good.
I need to figure out how I'm going to do that, because with tour, like I refuse to go 3 months into my life in this apartment that is more expensive than my last apartment and not have it furnished. Like, I just want it to be, I almost want someone to live in it and do it while I'm gone.
There's probably someone you could hire for that.
Tap into.
Be like, here's my key. Here's a budget. And here's what I'll pay you on top of that.
I'm not going to spend.
You can stay here. Could be a pretty penny for sure.
I know. I'm not going to spend the amount of money that it would probably cost someone to do that. But I'm probably going to hit Amazon pretty hard.
You're or a Facebook hit, marketplace. Oh, the website. And we really quickly circle back to the Amazon event, because I obviously have to talk about the hotel.
You have to talk about the hotel. And I'm, yes, absolutely. I have to also talk about the hotel.
Amazon,
actually, I'm probably going to nod towards you.
Put us in a hotel, the Greenwich Hotel. I have never in my life stayed. I could not shut up about it. What a glorious establishment. It's Robert De Niro's hotel. It's a boutique hotel in Tribeca, right, Connor?
It's in Tribeca, yeah.
Well, I would move to New York if I could live in the Greenwich Hotel.
I think we all would.
I think we, okay. Yeah, I do think we all would.
I was in the gym and stuff, and like, it was almost like I had died.
The smell is like what I would imagine the Garden of Eden smelled like before Eve ate the apple.
Yes.
It's just like pure bliss and earth.
Do you think the smell of the Garden of Eden changed after she took a bite?
I do.
What do you think it, what do you think? So I know what it smelled like before. What do you think it smelled like after?
Nothing.
Nothingness?
It just smelled like air. Everything became ordinary, you know?
Oh, wow, Brooke.
But before, it smelled like the Greenwich Hotel.
That's profound.
Yeah. The soaps, I mean, I took every single one.
I stole.
I mean, I have the bar soaps. I like, oh my God. It's like an arm and a leg to stay there. But like, to do a staycation for one night, I would recommend if you pull your life savings together. Like, it is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Thank you, Amazon.
It really is.
Like, I just can't stop thinking about it. And Amazon, each room is like different, right? Each room is different. I never even saw your room.
Well, I know. David Spade was 2 rooms down from me randomly.
Yeah, of course he was.
And the staff was like sucking his tits. And I was like, hello, I'm over here. David, like, come over to my
hello,
room.
Hello, it's me, Fibula.
I was honestly just like, hang out with me. Like, but they were like, Amazon hooked it TF up, which is no surprise. But wow, that hotel was okay. They put 2 like little cookies in our room.
Oh.
Our freaking.
Would
ass.
You rather the Mad Chip cookie or the Greenwich Hotel cookie?
Okay, well, I have to explain what the Greenwich Hotel cookie is to everyone.
I
can
see, I couldn't even find the words to explain without being disrespectful.
It's basically like 2 wafers.
I wouldn't call them wafers.
I need everyone right now, like, if you're able to imagine 2 wafers,
they weren't wafers.
But like, you have to know what I mean when I say wafer, because I don't mean wafer, you know?
Well, obviously people aren't going to know. I would say more like biscotti. Biscuits.
Yeah, but like light, airy biscotti. And then in between, it was like a cookie sandwich. And in between, it was like this light
goo
cream.
That's it.
How did you find it?
How did you do that? Is that Izzy?
Yeah. Yeah. Cookie.
Oh, you just have to type in Greenwich Hotel cookie, and then it's like easy to find.
Just
actually,
type in Greenwich Hotel cookie.
But it reminded me of like when they went through the bookshelf in Narnia, and they were in Narnia, and he got those little candies or those treats.
Turkish delight.
Yeah, and I like never understood what a Turkish delight was to me. Like, it was just like this mythical cookie. That's what those felt like. Like, it was like, oh, I might be imagining this cookie. To be honest,
that's what I felt with Turkish Delight. Like, when I had one for the first time in person, I was like, this is
they're
not
real.
They're real. And
Turkish
but
Delights
they're not.
Are real?
They're not. They are real. And Turkish Delights are real. But when I had one in person, I was like, this is not what.
Oh.
This isn't right.
Wait, did they make Turkish Delights as
no,
like
it's a real. It's always been a real thing.
A nod to Narnia? No. Wait, they're making a new Narnia, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig's directing it.
Okay. Who directed the last one?
it's not something I have off the top of my head.
Whoever directed the last one should just direct the new one, I think, probably.
Then it would, what would the difference be?
There's a new movie, right? Or is it?
I think it's just a remake.
Oh, are we done writing new movies?
No.
Michael Apted and Andrew Anderson. Well, now I sound like mega Advil man now. Okay.
I'm excited for the new one.
Well, of course
I really appreciate the idea of going through a wardrobe. Something I've always appreciated.
I genuinely can't second that enough. Mm-hmm. The idea of going through a wardrobe, first of all, you have to get through the clothes.
How many times did you try that when you were younger?
Oh my God, I did it this morning. I'll do it this afternoon. Yeah. I love doing that. The idea that there's something more is so fabulous.
Fabulous.
The idea that there's something in there, right behind that coat, let me shimmy on back there. It could be anything. It could even be a lion and a witch. Just wow. Like the actual brain on some people to come up with that idea that there's something that's almost like the book that we wrote that we're going to write about, children's book about socks in the washing machine. Like you just have to shimmy
on. You have
on
to have that level of brilliance. Yeah.
It's really just, it's really something that I'm a bit taken by it.
Yeah. Fantasy really is amazing. Because it's like you read Harry Potter and you're like, okay, it would be easy to come up with like a magic system like this. And it's like, okay, I'll try. And you can't.
It's so nuanced. Yeah. I have to watch it today. And don't get me started about Tumnus.
I won't.
He was a special, special man.
Yeah.
And I also think that woman that looks otherworldly.
I know the one. She's Tilda, so perfectly, right?
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
She's so perfectly cast for that role. That really, I just can't imagine it being better. Wait, okay.
Wait, in the bonus, we need to watch the Turkish Delight scene.
We do. Because I'm going to get, okay, hang on. I have two things really quick. One, first of all, I don't know if it's the way I was brought up, but I was told that Chronicles of Narnia was like the lion was Jesus.
I think that was the way you were brought up.
Okay. Well, then let's move.
Because that forward. Was unbeknownst to me.
Okay. Well, the lion like is a martyr and dies for everyone on their behalf. I'm pretty
but
sure.
But maybe that's what the author intended. I don't know.
That it ended up being like a really Christian heavy book or a storyline.
I didn't. Yeah, maybe if we can Google it. I didn't know that.
Can we Google, is Chronicles of Narnia the Bible?
It's considered a Christian allegory.
Yeah.
Though it contains elements of other mythologies. The books are filled with biblical allusions and parallels. Good job, Connor.
Okay, good. Like my memory, I cannot remember what I had for breakfast.
The entire Narnia story is based off Jesus Christ. Had no idea.
Yeah, wow. That's like.
But Lewis said that while he did not set off to create a Christian allegory, by the time the series was done, it was indeed true. I feel like, sometimes that just happens. You fall into it.
Like, I'm sure your book that you're working on is going to probably end up being a Christian allegory.
Like, if I know one thing about Phoebe, it's that she is also, like, reminiscent of Jesus Christ.
She's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm kissing my brain that I randomly remember.
Yeah, very good.
That the line is Jesus Christ. Secondly, when Brooke was in New York, she gave me one of her mints that's for blowjobs, to be frank. And
blowjob mints. Rewind. I've spoken about those, right? But only on the bonus.
Oh, geez. Uh-oh. Wow.
those mints, like some people get them as ads a lot, like myself. Some people do not. So it requires explanation. On TikTok Shop, where like there's these mints that make you drool, essentially.
They make you produce.
They make you produce saliva. And so they're marketed in a very specific way, like a very sexual way. But me, I just have a dry mouth. So obviously I ordered 16 packs just for like recreational use. And so I carry them around with me. They honestly don't really work that much for me.
They work.
For me.
These ads are so, so unholy. We just talked about Christianity in the Chronicles of Narnia. There is nothing further from, it is almost blasphemous, these ads. The way that these people are on the camera spit is dumping out of their mouth. And they're like, I just got these mints. Like, and it's like just the craziest thing. And they're like, they make me feel so sexy. I'm like, this is not good. Like,
me adding like 50 to cart.
Like,
it. I have to turn off.
You needed them for medical reasons. This is like not even hawk to it. This is literally like drool pua. It's like they're producing so much spit out of their gullet. It is guttural.
That does not happen to me. And even you, who said that you were producing, you were not drooling like that.
No, I mean,
could you have if you tried hard?
I feel like I'm, no, I was going to say, it's been a week. I feel like I'm still producing.
There's no way.
Maybe I'm just more aware of it, but I am, like, it's coming out of my, like, spit part. Like, my, this part's that when you're about to eat a sour candy, you
start,
I think
I gave you one of the strawberry ones, but there's also mint ones that hurt. Like, they make your mouth feel like it's, like, on fire in, like, a really bad way. Like, it can't be good for you.
No. We need to look into the efficacies of the blowjob mints. Because, wow.
But I remember I also ordered one like a few years ago just from Amazon, like a more standard looking mint, and those worked a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, I think anything from TikTok shop is probably going to give us cancer. So let's, I think we should go back to.
I'm going to reorder the Amazon ones.
Yeah.
Because those also just tasted like mints instead of the blowjob ones taste like cancer. Yeah.
They do. They literally taste like
yeah.
chemicals. I want to go back to my apartment really quick. Just really quick.
Okay. I need to keep going about New York too, though.
Oh,
so it's depending on what order you want to go in.
No. Take it away. Sister.
I mean, I have to talk about Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. Wait, no, I have to talk about Little Shop of Horrors. So obviously the night that we were supposed to go to Little Shop of Horrors, like everyone felt like very concerned that I had passed away and was not with Brooke at Little Shop of Horrors. I had a full blown panic attack. About opening for Jake Shane over the weekend because I learned that his first crowd that I was opening for in Baton Rouge was going to be 2,000 people. And then I got really nervous and then was scared to go sit at Little Shop of Horrors and just think about my set the whole time for 2 hours. So I did bail. But there will come a day very shortly that I will go alone to Little Shop of Horrors to see my absolute best friend in the world, Milo, mine him. And I will come back and I will print. We can have an in-depth conversation.
Connor.
Take it away, sister.
Your friend.
My best friend.
Your best friend. Milo Manheim is one of the most talented young men in the world.
Oh my gosh.
I am completely floored.
You're taking.
And Liz, too, was so right. Beyond. I love Little Shop of Horrors. I saw it last year with Darren Criss, who's like one of my right. number ones. And you know, Jonathan Groff had originated the role of this production. Like I had very, 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 like I couldn't have had more like high expectations, I guess.
Right.
Connor, I would never say that Milo was like better than Darren because like I couldn't say that about Darren. He's, you know, one of my favorites. He was better. Like. He was so good. Like okay. He is that character. Like Seymour is one of my favorite characters in the world. Like the most like dweeby, nerdy, clumsy little boy. And Milo is like so cool in real life from my understanding that I was like, wow, how is he gonna kind of like embody this dweeb? I mean, he was like spectacular. I was freaking out.
Wow,
you have
okay.
Gotta go see it. Everyone has gotta go see it.
Little Shop of Horrors tickets right now.
It's so good. I feel bad about saying he was better than Darren. It was just different. I liked it better. It was like I can't get over it.
I saw the stills. I saw the still images. And I could see the energy that he was bringing to the stage.
You can see the energy through a photo.
Right. I could see it and I could feel it. And I did feel a little bit sick to my stomach, but I was,
well,
I was
glad. You're so blessed to live right there. I would go every night.
I mean, I'll be going, I might try to drag some people with me actually, now that I think about it, because I definitely could.
You should. And it really is like the perfect show for people that are not like already obsessed with Broadway. It's like such a good one to ease you in because it's so fun. And it's such a small theater that you're like in it, so in it.
Was Sodi able to sit in my seat?
Sodi sat in your seat. Cool. So we were all in the third row. She was just like a few seats over. I was looking over at her during. She was loving it. It's so fun to like bring your friends to something that you already love and then they love it just as much.
Oh, that's
like, it wasn't one of those things where I'm like looking over and they're not laughing. Like Kat and Sodi were like beaming.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so good.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love the theater, man.
I'm gonna end up going. I wanna see that and I wanna see Oh Mary, which is that one with Cola Scola.
I would love to see Oh Mary.
I want to go when Cole, like, I don't know, what is it called when it's not the person that plays?
An understudy?
Cole has understudies for like 2 months or something.
It says usually on the website, like when.
I found it, yeah.
Yeah.
They have understudies for like 2 months. And so I don't want to go unless Cole's playing.
Yeah.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah.
But all's to be said, did you watch the MF Oscars?
Yeah, I watched the MF Oscars.
What were your thoughts about the MFOs?
I feel like I had a lot of like thoughts about different pieces, but overall, I really enjoyed myself. I love Conan. I think he's one of the greats. I feel like he did a great job. And I loved Andrew Garfield and Goldie Hawn together. I felt like they had a really special connection. I obviously do feel like Wicked was completely robbed.
Yep.
I do struggle with the Emilia Perez of it all, despite me not having seen it. I've seen enough. what else? Adrian Brody's speech. The Oscar music reminds me, like when they cut you off during your speech, reminds me of when...
Hunger Games.
No. Oh. Sure. But when your parents are like one, two, and it's like you just like... don't want to know what happens when they get to three, so you stop. But then this is when I feel like I learned what happens when you get to three, and it's nothing. Like, I guess I just thought this whole time that, like, if you were to be like, stop to the music, the venue would explode. But they just stopped. I really didn't like that he did that.
Wait, I didn't watch, so I don't know. Like,
oh,
I know that
I'm
Adrian
sorry.
Brody...
The music started playing and he was like, no, we're not doing this. Like, I've been here before. I'm going to keep going. And I just thought it was like, so like, come on, everybody else stayed in there a lot of time. Like, why are you the one that gets to go on and say absolutely nothing?
Do you think he got fined or something? Like,
no,
what is
I don't think he got fined. That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing happens when you get to three.
It's just a golden rule.
It's just a golden rule, exactly. Like, it's just like something that you do to be respectful to others and keep the show going. He wasn't willing and able to adhere to that guideline. Thanks. Sorry, I also can't stop saying thanks at the end of every sentence because I was with Kat for so long.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm getting the giggles. Okay. Now I have the Adrian Brody ick, so that's one.
I think
one
everyone that, does, but I didn't realize everyone already had it before.
I've been a fan. I've been an outspoken Adrian Brody fan because I really like his Instagram, where every day he just walks and he's beaming, smiling through New York, and he's, oh man, wow, just, oh man, it's we're blessed. We're truly blessed, man. Oh.
That was his whole Oscars speech for, I think it was like all like 7 minutes all in all.
That is insane.com.
Yeah, and he also threw his gum to his
Pine.
Girlfriend. I don't know if they're married or not, but that was another thing that people are discussing.
Well, the other thing that
why are you chewing gum? Like, and also there's no way he was expecting to win. So it's like he wanted to do that. Like,
what
he could have
win?
Taken the gum out long before his category was announced.
What did he win for?
Best actor.
In
which
what?
Is like for The Brutalist, which is the movie that's like 15 hours with an intermission.
Great. Like, sometimes things are
speech.
Not for me and I will recognize that. Like, I'm never going to watch The Brutalist.
No,
sorry.
I'm not either. So
but
it's
congrats,
like, I feel bad like shitting on these things that I haven't seen, but it's just like, I personally know I will not enjoy.
The Academy made their decision. Period.
Which oh my God, Connor, Cynthia, and Ariana's performance was obviously like the highlight.
I thought the production of that was really cool too.
They are, I mean, it just like, they're, I've never heard two people, when they open their mouth, those sounds come out. Like it's, and it looks so effortless. I really think they're like the two most, I can't, I'm so sorry, I can't believe Emilia Perez won. I'm so, like, it's like, I don't even know what to say.
I don't know, man. Did you see Halle Berry come up and make out with Adrien Brody?
Oh, I did.
That goes back to that original thing that I said a long time ago, where it was like, if you're an actor and you're like low key, like I like my wife or husband, but like I'd love to fuck around. Like I want to like hook up.
Do you know why she did that though?
Because it was like a throwback, right?
She did it to her when he won his first Oscar like years ago. But which was very controversial.
Yeah. Well, coming up to... Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't agree with him doing that either, but coming up to him in front of his wife and saying, sorry, I have to. Okay.
I would... I wonder... Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if she had said something to them before, like, cleared it. I would prefer... If I had a husband or boyfriend, I would definitely prefer some... the most gorgeous woman in the world, ask if they could kiss him. But it's also like, got you back. But still.
Imagine if normal people, like your long-term boyfriend or husband is like at a bar and his ex-girlfriend comes over and goes, okay, like for old time's sake, like I'm going to make out with your boyfriend. Like, so you know I have to. Sorry, my hands are tight. Like,
obviously it wouldn't work with me, but I do feel like women... especially feel so much pressure to be like, oh yeah, I'm totally okay with my actor boyfriend or husband like making out with women for the job, but like Lord knows I would like completely be in an institution.
No, I mean that's so crazy.
I would obviously be like, oh my God, yeah, it's your craft, of course, and then like sob.
Like buy a gun. There's that. There's Anora, which did you watch Anora?
I did.
Okay. Like my only thought about Anora, like I'm again taken by Mikey Madison. Mm-hmm. Well deserved. The movie itself and Sean Baker winning, I think he got 4 Oscars. Right?
Yeah.
Like I'm just not a cinephile, I guess, because I thought it was too long. All the scenes are too long. And I didn't get...
I have to preface everything I say about movies with I genuinely love The Kissing Booth. So I want everyone to take what I say about film with that in mind. I thought Anora was just okay.
But okay, like there's nothing wrong with liking The Kissing Booth. I think it did really well in box office sales. Anora,
love story for the ages.
I don't like The Kissing Booth because I'm a fan of Fool's
Gold. It's actually not a good love story. It's just, you know what it is? It's entertainment.
Right.
I
thought Anora was entertaining for sure. I just like need an M. Night Shyamalan. Why can't I get his name?
Shyamalan?
Shyamalan. Twist. They should have killed somebody.
I wonder if there will ever be as good of a twist like The Sixth Sense. As that wasn't a sentence. But you understood me.
No, I got it. Yeah, 100%. I got it.
You should read the book Silent Patient. That's Sixth Sense vibes.
That doesn't sound like... Okay, by the way, I bought a book yesterday.
What book?
And I guess what, Brooke? I judged a book on its cover.
I believe in doing that.
Me too. I've been right. I read Hunger Games before any of you bitches read Hunger Games. I swear on my mama. I promise I did.
Because of the cover?
Because of the cover. It looked cool. I read it. And guess what? 5 years later, they made a goddamn movie out of it. And I swear it had to be the domino effect. Like butterfly effect, Mandela effect, Bernstein Bear effect. Something happened with me pulling that book, sliding it ever so gently out of the shelf. Being like, oh, this is good. Enamored. Took an AR test on it.
What book?
Hunger Games.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about your new book.
Oh, this book that I just bought yesterday. I haven't even cracked it. It's called The Long Island Compromise.
Is it nonfiction?
I have no clue. I like the cover, though.
Okay. Can we look up the cover of the Long Island Compromise?
I like the font. It's that first
one. That is the cover you're talking about?
Yeah.
So interesting.
I just like the colors, and honestly, I need some decor for my new bookshelf, and this, I think, would sit really well, and I was drawn to it when I looked into the synopsis.
You want
to
see my favorite type of cover art?
Yeah.
Can we look up Emily Austin books? I love books that look like they're drawn by, like, with a crayon, kind of. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That, the one with the bunny, that's the one I was telling you about, where she can't stop thinking about everyone dying and death in general. And then one is, I find, so gorge. And then the one about space, too, with her hands in her pockets. Like, that to me is like the best book cover ever.
Interesting facts about space. Oh, I like that.
Thanks.
That would look good on a shelf, too.
Yeah. I have them all three on my shelf.
Man.
Well, I'm excited for you to read your book.
Sorry, I'm like messing up my Zoom right now.
No. Do you have any questions for me about my interview with the cast of Mickey 17?
Like, now we can finally talk about it.
Yeah, that was the thing that I was saying. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And that's what I did.
It's so crazy because I've known that you did that for about 2 months now almost.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you finally posted that, I was like, oh, wow. It actually...
Were you not finding that, like, tough to watch just in the sense of, like, like I'm being cringe?
No, not at all. I thought it was funny and real.
Really?
Yeah.
That really means a lot. Like, if someone so much as plays that in my vicinity, like, my body curls in on itself. But I'm so glad I did, like... To be able to have sat that close to Rob, you mind if I call him Rob?
No, please.
To be able to have sat that close to Rob, had a conversation and lived to tell the tale, I can do anything that I set my mind to.
I mean, I was getting texts from people I went to high school with. I have two of my very, very close friends, Kaylee and Dana, have loved Twilight like it was their effing job. And they both text me and they're like, you have to tell Brooke. That they were like, we're taking her experience and we're gonna like feel this through her vicariously because you know Brooke, and Brooke met Rob. And I've never met in my adult life like two people, I grew up with them, that like genuinely they both thought that they were gonna marry Robert Pattinson.
Imagine how I felt putting yourself in my clogs.
Was he normal?
Yes. He literally is exactly who you thought like he would be. He just was like, hey.
Yeah, I just think of him.
Yeah, like, he's just like.
He looks and sounds like Tom Misch, who is obviously my number one.
Yeah.
Hombre that I could think of.
I mean, it was really just an overall, like, such a positive experience, not to mention Naomi Aki.
Yeah.
Was in Blink Twice. So that's her. She's incredible.
I love
and then.
Her.
You know, Bong Joon-ho, like, that's so right. Fucking insane.
That is crazy that you're sitting on that couch.
That is, like, I really feel invincible. That is what I've done most in my life, that I have walked out of that and said, I can do anything if I did that.
Well done, Brooke.
Thank you.
Kiss your brain. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. Holding on to that, not being able to tell everyone that was hard.
Yeah.
But... It paid off. Thank you all for coming along with me on that journey. I actually do not think I could interview Andrew Garfield now that you mention it.
I think you could. And I actually think that, like, you would walk away from that interview being like, oh.
I don't know. I think he would be the only one that it's like, I really would say I pass. Thank you for thinking of me.
No, Brooke, I wouldn't let you do that.
I might have to, but. Thank you anyway.
Thank you anyway.
I have a few things in my notes, I think.
I have one thing quickly about... Well, first of all, I was in New Orleans over the weekend. Opening for Jake Shane on his shows.
Yeah, Connor, how was your show?
Okay, first of all, and I'm not fishing for compliments, I like halfway bombed.
There's
in
no way.
I don't think anyone would say that.
So then you didn't.
But like Well, I mean, halfway, like I tried out some new jokes and they're just like, they weren't fully cooked. So, but that's the nature of the game. That's how you work on stuff. But I was like, okay, I need to like switch it up. And then I switched up for New Orleans and I feel like I murdered New Orleans. And I think everyone had a good time. And then we went out for Mardi Gras, and this is my first time ever leaving New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And like, just, I was like, oh, I was like low-key an adult last night. Like I had no scaries. I felt good. Cause New Orleans will chew you up and spit you out. But it was a lovely time. I went to Cafe Du Monde. I went to the Mississippi River. I went to Pat O'Brien's, which is a bar that I've been going to since I was 18. And it was amazing. Now on the way home, I flew Southwest Airlines, which genuinely, like if I had a really great, I probably could rally up enough people right now while speaking to file a class action lawsuit against the airline that doesn't assign seats. They need to, the CEO needs to go to prison.
They are switching.
They need to do it yesterday.
So I think they did.
I flew it on Monday.
I think it's coming up like sooner than you could ever expect.
Well, I flew it on Monday. I didn't have a seat, but luckily in the very back, like near the back, I'm like six rows up from the back of the plane, there was a window seat. And so I took that so I could like sleep on the way back to New York. And I sit down and then this woman walks by me with her kids and sits right behind us and goes, yeah, we would all be able to sit together, but some of these singles think that they need the window to themselves. I'm like, I don't know if it's from our conversations about.
I have gone complete Karen now, Connor.
Brooke,
I identify as a Karen. I would have flipped my tray table.
No, but I was just thinking, like, your kids are like 12 and 13. One, pipe down.
Pipe down.
Two, yeah, one, pipe down. Two, why are you so entitled to the window with your adult kids? That is like such a woman that would still breastfeed her 12-year-old. You know, like I need to sit with them. First of all, hot take, and I'm going to get put on the hot plate for this. Both parents don't need to sit with their kids.
I think put
one parent with their kid, and if they're 13 and able-bodied, they don't need to sit with a parent. Sorry. You know, like, so anyways, I'm sitting there, and first of all, I got this bitch in my ear saying that I'm selfish because I took the window seat. Meanwhile, I'm a panicked flyer and I don't have my mom. I don't have my mama with me. Secondly, I'm sitting there and I'm finally like, okay, just breathe through it. Like she's obviously miserable. She probably hates her kids too. They probably are breastfeeding. And I'm sitting there for 2 seconds. The flight attendant comes up and says, hey, would you mind moving to the aisle seat against the bathroom, like the furthest one that doesn't recline? And I look to my right and there's a man with a car seat. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, I will. And I did. And that's because I truly think it's because I had such negative thoughts about the woman that sat down that like I met with a, like, first of all, the baby was too big to be in a car seat. Like, I don't know the rules on car seats, but like it was walking around and like climbing on the seats and stuff. Like, put it
you
on a leash.
You can't have car seats on the plane.
They put a car seat against the window.
I'm not familiar with Southwest really and their policies, but that's not like
needs to be disbanded from the airline community. But I moved to the back. I don't know. I guess a baby's different, but it wasn't a newborn. Okay. No, both parents did not need to sit there. I could have sat in the window and fallen asleep.
Sorry, Connor.
And that's all I'll say, except this other thing that I'm going to say. When I checked into my hotel, I'll go really quick with this because this is like frankly pretty boring, but I just need to get it off my chest.
Okay.
When I checked into my hotel, the woman was at the front desk was just on the phone, on her cell phone, laughing and like kind of like looking at the computer, looking around, and there's a line of like five people. It took me 25 minutes to check in. And this is at midnight when I first got to Baton Rouge. And the next day I went to get my bags out and she was there again and she's on her phone again, like laughing. And I walked up to the front desk and I asked one of the bag dudes to come over. I was like, can you just get my bags from behind the desk? And I go, This is so bad, Brooke. This is, I feel really sick about this. I'm just going to tell everyone. By the way, you might want to get another person behind the front desk because she hasn't looked up from her cell phone in 20 minutes. And everyone behind the desk was like, nice, dude. Thank you. I've never done something like that.
Oh, and by
the
way,
I won't say the hotel. I won't say the hotel name. And I'm not going to say
this is how I was feeling about Canes. I won't say the employee's name.
I just wanted her to know that, like, I noticed.
I'll just give the exact location and description.
Yeah, exactly. She was bad at her job. I know her name, too. And it was very fitting for the type of person that she was acting like. But
damn, I wonder if there's something about our age that, like, catapults us into full Karen mode. Because I have felt her growing inside of me for a while. And recently she's been coming out.
You, like, fertilized my eggs.
I mean, do not get me started on me telling my Uber driver that I am departing from Terminal B, which is the international terminal, but you can take domestic flights out of there. And then he goes, oh, are you going to Sydney? Which he knew I wasn't. And I was like, no, I'm not going to Sydney. He goes, then you're Terminal 5. I was like, no, you can fly domestically out of Terminal B. Thank you. My flight's out of Terminal B. And then obviously it wasn't. He was right. But I am also right. You can fly domestically out of Terminal B. I did not need to be going to Sydney. He did not need to ask me if I was going to Sydney. I just don't understand why people can't have normal, like, oh, here, it says on my phone you're going to Terminal 5. Oh, okay, sorry. My bad. That would have been it.
Would you rather?
Are you going to Sydney? Shut the fuck up, man.
Would you rather be someone be aggressive towards you or passive aggressive?
Passive. I'm much more comfortable with passive aggression.
Oh my God. I want someone to, like, genuinely try to fight me.
You would rather. Are you going to Sydney?
No, I'd rather. You're
that,
wrong.
That to me is not. Oh, not to me, that's aggressive.
There. Oh, that's passive aggressive because he didn't say what he meant. He said, are you going to Sydney? He's being sarcastic.
Yeah, but that's, like, aggressive, even though it's sarcastic.
It's passive. I guess it's passive.
It's aggressive passive aggression.
It's aggressively passive. We can say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Then whatever that is, I would rather the opposite.
Speaking of aggressively passive, I want to say something very quickly. I made a TikTok about 2 years ago, and I was just saying people that should have podcasts, and I was totally joking, and I said Casey Anthony should make a podcast. Casey Anthony's making a podcast.
I'm sure she is. What is the subject matter?
Leadville. Legal advocation.
Okay.
Was that right?
I guess.
Advocation?
Advocacy?
Advocacy, thank you. Yeah. She said word for word, she made a video and she goes, you know, like, I just want to speak out. I want my story to be told. Sorry, I'm in the car, so I'm sweating a lot. It was just so crazy the thing she's saying. Like, she's in her car making her video, announcing her legal advocacy. What did you say?
I don't remember. Right? I think I said advocacy.
Yeah, that sounds right. Advocacy. And she goes, I've been in the legal system since 2011. I know my way around. I go, why were you in the legal system since 2011?
She knows her way around.
Oh, I mean, that is just crazy that she walks among us. I've probably passed her.
You never know who you've passed.
You never know who you've passed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pertinent to right now.
Yeah.
Because I told you I wanted to talk about my apartment one more time.
Yeah.
First of all, there's trees on every side.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in bloom. So excited about that. Something about me. I'm crazy. I love trees. Second, from my kitchen window, I can see into my neighbor's bathroom. And I posted that yesterday. I said I can see into my neighbor's bathroom. Everyone's like, get curtains. Why would I get curtains for my kitchen? They need to get curtains for their bathroom. No?
I zoned out for 1 second and then I missed something important. Can you start that piece over about the curtains?
My neighbor's bathroom shows me they're seeing their bees just right into my
sure.
kitchen window.
Sure.
And I posted that yesterday and everyone was like, you should get a curtain. I'm not getting a curtain. We're going to do a standoff because
why don't
I will
you want a curtain though?
I want to look out my kitchen window. They need to put a
but
curtain on their
bathroom.
But couldn't
you do bathroom. That if you pulled your curtain aside?
Yeah, but
I'm not saying you're the one that needs a curtain in this situation. Like, they should obviously have a curtain in their bathroom, But you don't want curtains for your apartment?
No, I do for my apartment, but not for my kitchen window.
Okay. I don't know. I was picturing the kitchen window as like a huge staple window in your home.
You'll have to come see. I'll send you a video this afternoon. But no, I will stare. Like, I know that. So I don't really. Sorry. That is going to come out wrong.
You'll stare at them neighbor, all day?
I'm not staring at my neighbor pissing and shitting. But I just wanted to say, like, if we're going to do this, if we're going to be neighbors.
We're going to do it.
I have to wash dishes, y'all. Like, I'm not going to avert my eyes. Because you feel the need to be an exhibitionist. Like, I'm going to look at you. Is that what you want? So, and I get this weird thing. Here, literally no one cares about being naked in their windows. And I think it might be a growth thing for me. Like, I might just be like, MYOB? And, oh, MOB and MYOB. Like, everyone do their own thing.
Well, I think, like, with New York, there's just, like, so many people that it's easier to feel insignificant and, like, your naked body doesn't matter.
It's kind of special, and it's also, like, it's kind of taking my flower, you know, a little bit.
Mm.
What's it called?
I don't know what you're trying. I don't know.
Like, losing your virginity. Like, I feel like it's, like, a little bit, like, it's
popping
not.
Popping your cherry?
Not, popping my cherry. It's, like, kind of, like, not sacred anymore to have my dick and balls up against the window sill.
I'm like, sorry, that, Connor.
It's okay. It's just like a growth thing. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my notes. There's noises that happen on every side of my apartment because the radiator, and I've never had a radiator, and you can't turn it off. And it sounds like there are people living in my walls clanking with a wrench on a metal pole. Gang, 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 all night.
Yeah. That's the tough thing about radiators.
And I asked to turn it off, and they said, you can't. It's the whole building.
Yeah.
And it's all together.
Yeah.
And every time I post something, everyone goes, yeah, welcome to New York. Fuck you, by the way.
That also happens in other states, too, with buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Brooke. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I had a radiator in Pennsylvania as well.
That is so.
Believe it or not.
So
believe
damn
it or not. Read it and weep. I had a clanker in Pennsylvania.
You had a clanker, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. My first apartment in Philly, nonstop.
I
all
had
night.
Like everyone in the apartment that was like that. My realtor came and the leasing agent and then the super, the landlord. She's lovely.
Oh, great.
I'm going to post a TikTok about her later, which I probably shouldn't.
I'm sure she'll love it.
I'm addicted to her. She's so funny. Oh, my gosh. And I grabbed the metal pole that's about 1,000,000 degrees because I didn't realize that it's part of the.
Yeah, you live and you learn about, like, the do's and don'ts of radiator.
And she's from Brazil.
Etiquette.
And she's like, so classy. Like, oh, like, here, over here is the light switches. She's so classy and, like, dressed so nice. And I go, oh, yes, of course. Yes, of course. Oh, and I love the open floor plan, and I love the crown molding. And then I grab this pole, and I go, motherfucking shit, fuck. And she goes, oh, like she clutched her pearls. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. That just slipped out. The pole was 1,000,000 degrees. All right,
yeah.
We got to go. We got to go, y'all.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone to go to YouTube.com and watch the recording of Legally Blonde that MTV did a few years ago of Legally Blonde the musical. Can't stop thinking about it, listening to it, watching it. I'm having a like an episode. So we are all so lucky that that is available on YouTube for us to watch. And go
yes.
ahead and listen to that soundtrack. And I'll be speaking about that more in the bonus, Connor. I know you're looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. Also, plug randomly, I'll be in Salt Lake City this weekend. And I'll be in Missouri next week and Chicago next week, if you want
to
come. Nice.
And I'm plugging the Legally Blonde soundtrack and YouTube recorded musical. Come on. We'll see you in the bonus.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
Like, it's crazy that I'm so scared to fly to, like, Kansas City, but Katy Perry is like, I'm gonna go to space, y'all. I am watching a flock of pigeons have what appears to be the time of their life. Everybody poops. I don't personally, but
I like have to stop talking about farting.
What got back to who?
Everything. Everywhere all at once.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.